This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Apologies to the callers, but this is not live. This is recorded, but it's going to be a great show anyway, because we're going to cover a lot of news and information that the mainstream media is not going to put out there for you, or they're going to skew it when they put out there for you. We're here on the Republic Broadcast Network, your bastion of free speech. That's go to rbnrepublicbroadcast.org and smash that donate button. Send shekels. Let's keep this free speech going. Also, go to nationalbugle.com and download the Kosher Certified app, because we all want to know if our food is kosher certified, right? Live a non-kosher certified existence and download this app so that you too can be non-kosher certified. Today we have a lot on the plate. We're covering in for Farron, and we probably have 3 hours worth of content and only 2 hours to squeeze it into. But we're going to do that anyway, because here at RBN, we're all about free speech. There's a resurgence of anti-freedom of speech out in the media, because at this time, as you may realize, the media has not yet learned how to allow free speech. The corona lockdowns will be protested, and we here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we will be at the center of that transformation of anti-lockdown protests. And we'll be resented for that role. But without these anti-lockdown protests and without free speech, our freedoms will die. So help us out. Go to RBN and donate. Patrick Slattery is my guest host today. Thank you, Patrick, for joining me. How are you today, sir?
Hey, thank you. That was a great intro, and thanks for the plug for Kosertified app.
No problem, my guy. I'm channeling my inner Barbara learning spectrum there.
I noticed. I hope all our listeners noticed. That was well done.
I think they did. So we're right in the middle of CoronaChan. Let's get that news out of the way. And we are going to be covering some news articles that we didn't get to cover through the week.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, December 5th, 2020. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and as usual, no shortage of news and information to cover this week. To get us started just a little bit, the first article I'm going to do, I touched on Thursday night with Jeremy. Jeremy was filling in for John Stapmuller, and really good broadcast. You might want to check that out. I'm going to be opening with that article from World Net Daily. I've got several clips that I'd hope to get to play. I'm going to play some Don Campbell from, I believe that was on 12-2. Some interesting things he had to say with regards to the vaccine, so hopefully we'll get to that. Also, Jeremy was playing Trump's speech that he gave a couple of days ago. He was playing some clips from that. I've got a clip from that I'd like to get to. We shall see if we have time for that. It was just incredible. It's a 46-minute speech, and it really does lay out the surreal times in which we're living. And also, if I get time to get to it, I've got a clip from 1967 of Myron Fagan. Now, for some of you old-time factualists, some of you that's been here for a while, and I guess that includes me too now, you know, Myron Fagan in 1967 put out an LP, actually an album, and Anthony J. Hilder helped him with that. The New World Odor. Actually, I interviewed Anthony J. Hilder, I don't know, I guess 2010, 2011. I spoke a couple of years ago to his daughter, and apparently at that time he was in declining health, but what a bunch of work he put out. If you were listening to Alex Jones in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, you probably heard some Anthony J. Hilder. He put out a whole lot of documentaries and assisted Myron Fagan in that LP, which is interesting to listen to kind of in retrospect. But we shall see. We shall see. But to start with, I wanted to, and normally I don't read this long of an article, but there's a lot of information here I was not aware of, and I think you guys will find it interesting. Planning on taking phone calls all next hour, so hopefully we'll get everything in and we'll go from there. Now, this is the title of this article is "Secular Democrats Urge Biden to Pounce on U.S. Christianity." And this is a real window of insight into where they are hoping to take us with a Biden presidency. Here we go. A Democratic Political Action Committee representing secular values issued a sweeping agenda for Joe Biden to reverse many of President Trump's advances for religious liberty and restore a vision of constitutional secularism. The Secular Democrats of America PAC. Now, that was news to me. I did not know that there was a political action committee named the Secular Democrats of America. But, I mean, it really should be no surprise. I mean, they really should just come out and have, instead of saying secular, they should be the Satanic Democrats of America PAC and call themselves what they are. But listen to this. Representative Jamie Raskin, who's a Democrat from Maryland, and Jared Huffman, Democrat from California, members of the Congressional Free Thought Caucus, were behind a 28-page document which was issued on Monday. It would ban religious organizations from participating in government programs, support governors who want to close down churches amid the COVID pandemic, it should say the hoaxed COVID pandemic, require new disclosures from churches, overturn religious rights precedents such as the Hobby Lobby case, prevent mention of creatism in education, and work for a de-radicalization of, wait for it, white Christian nationalism. The document declares the rise of white Christian nationalism is a national security threat. Now, if you've been listening to this broadcast for a long time, I've said the day was going to come where Christians would be in the basement and reading their Bible by candlelight. And this is exactly where they're trying to take us. And they're bold enough now. The scum and trash is bold enough now to openly say it. And the reason they're bold enough now is because the churches that Dr. Landscape have been so wimpy and went along with this political correct absurdity. And look at where it's got you now. It recommends to Biden that he encourage the Department of Homeland Security and Department of Justice to dedicate resources to the de-radicalization programs aimed at hate groups, including but not limited to white nationalists, increase monitoring of such groups, include the online environment, and take action to address increased hate crimes toward minority faith communities, and shift rhetoric to label violent white nationalist extremists, as terrorists. So here we've witnessed the cities burning down at the hands of Black Lives Matter and Antifa and others, and the governors, Democrat governors, looking the other way while the mainstream lapdog prostituted media stands in front of cities on fire and says it's a peaceful protest. While the FBI has labeled white nationalist as the biggest terror threat in America. Here you've got this group of congressmen and women, whatever, calling for white nationalist extremists to be labeled as terrorists. The PAC wants to rid the nation entirely of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was adopted in 1992 to protect religious expression, and has been integral in several religious liberty victories in court. Now, if you had a constitution that was in place which actually gave you the freedom of religion, which you don't, you've listened to my intro for years now, and I've declared that the Constitution has been suspended. I did a whole series on that. Had Chuck Baldwin on, some Congress. Fox News judge Napolitano even had him on discussing, was the Constitution suspended, which he said it wasn't, but that's probably no surprise to you. But let's go on with this. The document insists government funding should be non-sectarian, calling for restoring secularism to the nation and protecting non-theists. It targets dozens of presidential executive orders for elimination, including those that promote free speech, provide for equal participation by faith organizations, encourage the strengthening of black colleges, allow employers to be exempt from Obamacare's abortion funding mandates based on their faith, protect health care providers from being forced to violate their faith, and protect the faith of federal program participants. The plan calls America's motto, "In God We Trust," a relic of McCarthyism and the anti-atheist hysteria of the 1950s, and says references to Judeo-Christian values should be condemned, which, you know, Judeo-Christian values is oxymoron. And it insists politicians should not be allowed to say God and country. This is what people that are elected to serve the people, represent the people in America. I mean, our whole government is nothing but a joke now. Voting's a joke. The Constitution, they've made a mockery of. And this is just further evidence of that. It calls for non-theist as chaplains in the military and the appointment of a non-religious representative to the United States Commission on International Religious Freedoms. A non-religious representative. Further, judges should be appointed to overturn precedents such as the Hobby Lobby case because they are new and underground privileging of corporate religious power over essential civil rights and civil liberties. We're about to the end of it. The document says attorney generals should support governors who restrict gatherings at houses of worship, and any display of religious symbols on public grounds should be forbidden. The plan repeatedly references a return to the policies and practices of Barack Obama. Again, this was a World Net Daily article if you want to find it for yourself. We implore you to help educate the American public by responsibly defining what religious freedom really means, that every American has a right to practice his or her religion without interference, but no religious group can impose religious dogma or orthodoxy on other citizens and other faiths and belief systems. They don't really mean that. It ends with saying the RNS said the organization hopes to represent secular Democrats and mobilize non-religious voters, a complex but growing group. So in case it's news to you, we have the Secular Democrats of America Political Action Committee, and that's what they are promoting. So I wanted to get that in early because I know that was kind of lengthy, but wow, look at the direction they are taking us. And if Donald Trump, and look at how everyone has come out. The governor from Georgia, Kemp, who's, you know, just another. He's a perfect example of a sellout traitor, white flag raising Republican, and even Attorney Barr, and Homeland Security saying this was the most legitimate election ever. I mean, it's just incredible. But we are really getting to see just how deep the swamp runs. It is dividing. It is separating the scum and trash from any. I mean, even Tucker Carlson has been a big letdown as of late, which I'm not surprised. You know, I get the emails. People criticize me because I play some Tucker Carlson. As I've said 1,000 times, you get the information where you can find it. Sometimes you have to take the bad with the good, unfortunately. But that is the sad state of affairs in this country in which we live, which I'll say it again, you ain't seen nothing yet. Isn't that what we were saying a little over a year ago? And look at 2020. I mean, I'm riding around here in North Carolina. You got people wearing masks in their car by themselves, walking up and down the road. They really are trying to enforce it more. Not the police, but businesses, you might say. but they were on the radio yesterday, the county next door. They were saying on the radio that the entire time, you know, that we've in 2020, they've had 78 deaths from COVID-19. This is a large county too. 78 deaths, and here you're crushing small business. The seasonal flu, you know, especially if you counted everybody that is hit by a car as a COVID-19 death, or you would have somewhere around the same amount. I mean, this is a massive global conspiracy. That's kind of what got me on to going back to the 1967 Myron Fagan. And the people, the reaction of the people, not the RBN audience, not you guys. It's totally different when we're what we discuss here and what you guys know and I know and the reality of the situation. But the reaction of the normies to this, you know, confused, unsure, scared. I mean, they've got all of the local news media in concert with this scare tactics. It leads off every night. Actually, I've got the story. Let me just go to it. I want to get it in here quickly because I didn't print this. This is a needtoknow.news story. Vermont governor instructs schools to interrogate students about family Thanksgiving gatherings. Vermont Governor Phil Scott, a Republican, announced on Twitter last week that schools have been directed to ask students or parents if they were part of multifamily gatherings. If the answer is yes, he wrote, they will need to go remote and quarantine for 14 days and take a COVID-19 test, in which case the quarantine will be 7 days. Governor Scott said, the same policy should apply to businesses who employees celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday with friends and family. What kind of insanity? You know, how much just blatant, straight up, ridiculous insanity is the American people willing to digest? It looks like, you know, if you really put it all together with Drag Queen Story Hour and 9/11 and Trump being impeached for actually trying to root out corruption by Joe Biden, who has been presumably elected through this hoaxed, rigged election, I guess it's quite limitless how much ridiculous absurdity the American people are willing to digest. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, I could keep going. But here we are. I mean, it's just about half Lovett, Ken says. That's probably true. That's probably true. You know, this past week, state senators in Georgia on Thursday were handed a hot political potato, a video showing election workers being sent home before supervisors pulled out hidden boxes of ballots from under a table and counted them. That video was posted on Twitter by the Trump campaign. Was introduced at a hearing held by Georgia State Senate on allegations of voter fraud. But you didn't see that on the World News with Lester Holt. You know, we're seeing the president of the United States being censored by Twitter, which I blame the Republican Party for that, too, because they've not done a damn thing about it. You know, once again, as I'm forced to say every week, they had total control from 2016, 2018, and they didn't accomplish nothing. But we're even putting up with the president of the United States. If you'd have said that 5 years ago, 10 years ago, Twitter's been around a long time. It was around in like 08, 09, somewhere in there. Maybe before then. I don't know. That's when I first heard about it. But if you would have said, hey, could you imagine if Barack Obama was president and like Twitter or Facebook tried to censor him or claim everything he said was a lie? Could you imagine the backlash by the media? Well, just imagine if the election had been reversed and all these videos were coming out of Republicans in certain areas pulling out ballots, boxes of ballots, and scanning them. And the massive voter fraud, if it was totally reversed and Trump had won, the media would be calling for arrest. They would be calling for a redo of the election. It would be the media would create such a hysteria. It would be incredible. But since it is in this direction, the media, a large part of the politicians, they are all in silence. They're all in the cover-up mode. This is how deep the deep state runs. And, you know, there's all different ways you can look at it. But if there's one plus side, if there's any plus side to this, which there's not much, but if there's any plus side to it, you know, those that have the microphone that has millions of listeners like Rush Limbaugh is exposing to the general public a lot of the reality of this corruption and this massive voter fraud and this massive rigged election. The thing about it is, though, where these sellout traitor Republicans are missing the boat is Donald Trump is the Republican Party now, and I can tell you there is millions of people that's not going to go out there and vote anymore for these sellout traitor Republicans. I'm one of them. I'm not going to do it, you know? Here in this election, you had to hold your nose and vote for Tom Tillis, which is a worthless representative of the people of North Carolina, and I'm not going to do it anymore. Because they can just, you know, if they hoax this election off, which I personally think they're going to do, I know a lot of you disagree, and I hope you're right. And I said, if you can make fun of me if I'm wrong, we will see. But I have no faith in the Republicans to do a damn thing. Well, I mean, there's several things they'll do. They'll pay useless lip service to stuff. They're professionals at that. They'll raise the white flag of surrender when it really matters. They're professionals at that. And they will sell out and super cuck at every opportunity. That's the Republican Party. So, you know, if it's up to the Republicans to get involved, just like Attorney General Barr, then it's just not going to happen. You know, my faith is, I guess you could say, completely weak. I have no faith in the Republican Party to do anything except sell out the American people at every opportunity. So the coming weeks will tell what the truth is. All right, moving forward. Now in Minneapolis, which was ground zero for the defund the police movement, the decision to reduce policing in that city has led to a 537% increase in carjackings. This is from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Over the past 2 months, Minneapolis police have logged more than 125 carjackings in the city, a troubling surge that authorities have largely linked to small groups of marauding teens, but an increasingly number of adults have been arrested in recent weeks for the same crime. Within an hour period Saturday morning, police reported 3 separate carjackings in southeast Minneapolis, including one where an elderly woman was struck on the head. Such attacks are up 537% just this month compared with last November. So here, you know, these radical leftists that, you know, I would have never thought, even when it first started and they first said defund the police, my immediate reaction was, well, you know, that will not catch on. In these big cities, these crime-ridden big cities, the people are not going to want to defund the police when they're already, you know, hamstrung just trying to keep up with the criminal element. But yeah, here we are. So again, this is the Minneapolis Star Tribune. A retroactive count by analysis determined that Minneapolis has seen at least 375 carjackings this year, including 17 last week. That overall tally is more than three times higher than in 2019. So, I mean, that's the future that you have to look forward to with many of the policies that I guess the insane administration of Joe Biden will be implementing as they start the vaccination program, which we're going to get to that. They're already in putting in place the certification of the vaccination to do various things, and it'll be coming here too. But before we get to that, in an obvious act of religious persecution, a Methodist church in Maryland has been issued a citation resulting from one employee of the church answering the door to the church during office hours momentarily without a mask, reports Life News. Get this, there was no one in the church, no one, one person. One employee was working along when he heard someone unexpected at the door. Someone was knocking to get in. The someone trying to get in happened to be a tyrant from the health department, springing a surprise visit, because, you know, they care so much, who then cited the church because the church employee answered the door without a mask. The tyrant from the Department of Health then went on to threaten to close the church as an unsafe facility. Now, you don't see them, at least that I'm aware of, practicing that same tyranny in like Lowe's or Walmart. Now, do you? The citation is no small deal. You can go to prison for a year or face a fine of up to $5,000 in Maryland. Unbelievable, man. I'm telling you what. We've lost our minds to put up with this. We are insane to sit back. I don't know what is keeping the... Especially in some of these cities like this. Let's go on with the story. I was in my office alone without a mask on and heard someone at the door of the church. I was not expecting anyone, so I went to see who was trying to get in the church, said Reverend Dennis Jackman. Immediately after answering the door, I went to my desk and put on my mask, but the health official seemed intent on finding something worthy of a citation. So here in the good old U.S. of A., with all of our religious freedoms and our Constitution, and, you know, how we are always saying Pledge Allegiance, and, you know, we're the superpower that goes around the world with a big white hat on, freeing oppressed people, starting wars to save the peace. You're a preacher, you're a reverend, you're in your own church, you're all alone, you're not expecting anyone. The health department knocks on the door, and you go open the door without the mask. And if the mask works so great, then why is it supposedly exploding all over the place, which it's not? We know people that have to go to hospitals, and it's not exploding around here, even though they've got this county and several others in red every night on the local news, like it's exploding. Unbelievable. So in Maryland, if the health department comes knocking at your door and you've not submitted to the masked-off tyranny, and you don't have your mask on, well, you may go to jail for a year and face a $5,000 fine. I mean, who would have really even believed a year ago if I'd have came on the radio and said that this type of insanity was going to be happening? Nobody would have believed it. I wouldn't have believed it. But, you know, I mean, they tear down the monuments and that flies. I mean, the people that tear them down get to go to college for free for their trouble. I mean, it's just, if you wrap it all up into a ball and then sit back and tilt your head back and really dwell on where we're at today in this country, it's a damn ugly place, people. A damn ugly place. Coming up on the break, back in moments.
Thank you. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. You know, I wanted to do this story because, one, mainstream media is never going to do this story. They would if it was someone else, but because it's Maxine Waters, and that absolutely won't be covered. The re-election of U.S. Representative Maxine Waters to another term in Congress last month, which in itself is insane, proved to be something of a financial windfall for Karen Waters. Source on this is FoxNews.com. The California Democrat's daughter, federal elections data suggests Karen Waters received a total of $240,000 from her 82-year-old mother's campaign during the election cycle. Federal Election Commission records show the dollar figure appeared to mirror what Karen Waters received during her mother's previous campaign, when the daughter was paid more than $200,000, according to the November 2018 report by the Washington Free Beacon. So, isn't that interesting? These people that cloak themselves and how they care so much for the little people, they're just raking in the money and making and enriching their family with their filthy lucre. Unbelievable. John Fitzgerald Johnson, better known as Grandmaster Jay, was arrested and charged with pointing a rifle at federal agents. And Louisville, Kentucky police during a protest, which could land him in prison for 20 years. I've not seen anybody covering this one. RT.com. Johnson was arrested on Thursday and booked into a Louisville jail on federal charges. NBC affiliate WAVE-TV reported. Independent journalist Ford Fisher posted photos of the charging documents. So this is Johnson. He is the head of the NFAC, the Not Effing Around Coalition. Remember that? So I just wanted to share that he has been arrested, and you want to talk about something that's made no news coverage whatsoever. Now, when it's the Proud Boys, it's big news. If it's you get the picture. But when it's John Fitzgerald Johnson, no media coverage whatsoever. I don't think he'll be doing it. I mean, pointing guns, unless you're the, what was it, the McAllisters, what was it, the attorneys, they pointed some guns while they were on their own property, but they had to be charged too. All right, this is Don Campbell. He made some interesting statements the other night. Someone emailed me about his broadcast, and I listened to it later that evening on the archives. I'm just going to play, what is it? It's about 5 minutes of it, but I thought he made some interesting statements about the possibility of how they will roll out the COVID vaccine. So here we go. This is, again, it's 12-2, and I think it's 45 minutes and 48 seconds is where we're beginning here with Don Campbell. So let's play audio 2, please, Kim. Okay, all right. He's going to need just a second on that, so we'll get to that here shortly. Also, Business Insider ran a story this past week, and I love these stories. China is massively expanding its weather control project and is aiming to be able to cover half the country in artificial rain and or snow by 2025, the government said on Tuesday. Wouldn't you think that would be news? The practice of cloud seeding was discovered in the U.S. in 1946 by a chemist working for General Electric. China launched its own similar program in the 1960s. Now, this whole weather control has all been deemed, for years, it was just the rantings of conspiracy theorists. But now, we find out, of course, that like so many other things that is discussed, it's all true. Dozens of other countries have also have such programs, but Beijing has the world's largest, employing about 35,000 people, according to The Guardian. In a statement, China's State Council said that the country's cloud seeding project will expand fivefold to cover an area of 2.1 million square miles and be completed by 2025. China encompasses 3.7 million square miles, meaning the project could cover 56% of the country's surface area. So I just wanted to get that in quickly, but that's a Business Insider story. So weather manipulation is not a figment of the imagination. It's alive and well, and China is traveling down that road. All right, here we go. This is Don Campbell, audio 2, please, Kim.
Be careful. This would be the advice I'd give to all the big pharma companies putting out these vaccines. Be careful your results aren't too impressive, too overwhelming, as in nobody's getting sick, nobody died, everybody's great. Perception becomes reality. Is the first shot of mRNA vaccine a placebo hoax. 8 months ago, this Babylonian media told us COVID-19 would kill millions if the authorities didn't shut down businesses, close schools, implement mandatory mask wearing, require social distancing. It was our collective, fearful compliance to the government and media hype that led to even a greater infection rate and death rate at this moment, or so we're told. Perception again becomes reality. Most people do not want to face the ugly truth that COVID is real, but the pandemic is not. There has never been a pandemic. People are dying, but not enough. If you believe their numbers, enough. Which brings us to the question, could the first installment of the mRNA vaccine or messenger vaccine be a hoax? When you consider the current recovery rate from a COVID-19 infection is over 99% without a real vaccine, who would know the difference if the vaccine was actually a placebo? And if someone did contract COVID-19 after getting the vaccine placebo, the authorities could infer the patient's immune system was already weakened. Or if an infected patient just naturally replicates the antibodies after contracting COVID, they could credit the mRNA vaccine, even though it didn't. It's a win-win. When you have a 99% recovery rate, any vaccine is going to look terrific. Because only 1%, less than 1% are dying. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. So the Luciferian elite's next move is the advent of the Great Reset. And the beginning of that gets underway in January. A one-world digital currency, a one-world government, a one-world leader. It's all coming. And it's coming very fast. The UK okays it today. Probably in the next week or two, the United States will be right behind. At some point, you're going to have to make a decision. And everything is coming fast. This January, the World Economic Forum will host a five-day online summit called Davos Agenda. Political and business leaders from all four corners of the earth will discuss the implementation of what has become known as the Great Reset, January 25th through the 29th. And it is this dude by the name of Klaus Schwab. He's a professor. He's the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum. And by the looks of his robe and podium he stands behind, steeped deeply in occultic symbolism. The Great Reset is a new social contract that ties you through an electronic ID linked to your bank account and health records and a social credit ID that will dictate every facet of your life. The COVID-19 pandemic was used as a justification for this Great Reset moment. The agenda has nothing to do with health and everything to do with a long-term plan to monitor and control the world through digital surveillance and artificial intelligence. The Great Reset and the Fourth Industrial Revolution are rebranded terms where technocracy and the old New World Order melded with the transhumanist movement. Technocracy is an economic system of resource allocation that revolves around technology, and in particular, artificial intelligence, digital surveillance, and big data collection. It is the digitization of industry and government. This is the perfect storm.
All right, there you have it. That was, again, December 2nd, which would have been Wednesday night, Don Campbell, the perfect storm. I thought that was really interesting. And to kind of continue with that story, U.S. RT.com ran this story this past week. The UK's newly appointed vaccine minister, Nadhem Zahawi, has suggested that people will have to show they've received the COVID vaccine if they wish to return to normal life and the resumption of social activities. Now, all of this is being laid out. We're seeing what's coming. It's being telegraphed. Zahawi was asked by the BBC on Monday if he will become virtually, if it will become virtually impossible to do anything without the vaccine, and the minister responded that people should expect pressure from service providers to demonstrate that they have been vaccinated. He suggested that people who refuse to get vaccinated could face continued restrictions, potentially preventing them from attending bars, cinemas, restaurants, sports venues, if they cannot provide proof down the line that they have been inoculated against the coronavirus. I mean, think about that. Something that 99.97% of the people that even get totally recover from, and they're using it. They're using this for everything that the New World Order has ever wanted, including blatantly rigging elections right in your face. Zahawi, whose new role will see him oversee the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine in Ungrate, made clear that getting vaccinated will be voluntary, although he strongly encouraged it, and he believes it will be good for the community and the country if people receive the jab. It's not going to be voluntary. If you want to continue with your job in the health industry and Ungrate, you're going to have the vaccination. If you want to keep your job as a police officer, if you want to keep your job as a school teacher, and then it'll finally be, like I've said on this broadcast, if you want to go into the bank, if you want to go into the grocery store, that's how they're going to play this in-your-face tyranny. Another British government official was talking about using the preloaded app they forced onto your phone to track your every movement as a way to monitor the unvaccinated and restrict their movement. Wow, that don't sound much like freedom, does it? Baroness Harding, who is responsible for the existing NHS Test and Trace app service, recently told her team that it may be turned into a kind of COVID-19 passport that displays people's inoculation status. The Department of Transport is also reportedly considering stamping the actual passports of individuals who have been vaccinated to show they are safe to travel, avoiding delays and border crossing issues when international travel picks back up. They are building a brutal high-tech control grid right in front of us, and people are going along with it because they're frightened of a mild flu. When the vaccine comes out, this is all going to escalate rapidly. So I don't think it takes, you know, any kind of swami to figure out the direction that this is going. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I just don't see the pushback, you know? I mean, what they're doing to, I think Newsom now in California shut all the bars and barbers and beauty shops down. You know, a lot of your barbers and beauty shops, those are sole proprietors. They're small business. I mean, this is just having a crushing effect. Now, I was told by two people, which, you know, kind of shocked me yesterday, that they had been sick and they had been to the doctor, and that the doctor tested them. They didn't have COVID-19 and they had just the seasonal flu. That's the first I'd heard of that. So I figured there would be no seasonal flu. It would all be COVID-19 no matter what. But, you know, that's probably a rarity. Moving on, Schumer supporting Biden's plan to create open showers in public schools. Barack Obama issued an executive order just before leaving office, forcing schools receiving federal funding to let boys who identify as girls use girl bathrooms and showers. President Trump immediately reversed the order, but now Democrat Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he supports Biden's vow to restore Obama's order on his first day in office. Schumer was asked by a reporter Tuesday, Joe Biden said that on his first day of office, he will give transgender students access to sports, bathrooms, and locker rooms in accordance with their gender identity in federal-funded schools. Do you think he has the ability to do this, and do you agree with this decision? Schumer responded, I agree with the decision, and I know he'll check things out thoroughly and do it legally. So that is just a indication of the insane direction that we will be going in under this administration if we get Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as president and vice president come January. I mean, it is going to be a clown show like even RBN listeners, I think, will be in jaw drop mode. Everything that's immoral, everything that is contrary to any logic or common sense, open borders, amnesty, the promotion of transgenderism, all of this is going to be the bedrock of the Biden administration. Coming up on a break, back in moments.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We'll be right back.
in the studio. I don't know if you saw this. Joe Biden was doing an interview on CNN, and he actually said that he was getting out of the shower, and his dog had tried to drop a ball near the shower for him to pick up and throw, and that he came out of the shower and chased the dog, and had tried to grab the tail of the dog when he slipped and fell and broke his foot. So Joe Biden comes out of a shower and is chasing a dog to grab the tail of the dog when he falls and breaks his foot, supposedly. I mean, if that's not, that's one odd story. All right. This is from The Independent. Facebook has already been censoring most people who question the coronavirus narrative, but they didn't have a blanket policy on the issue other than a ban on disinformation. Now they've upped the ante. Facebook is updating its policies around the coronavirus by removing false claims about upcoming vaccines. The social media giant will be monitoring for misinformation. The new rules come as a coronavirus vaccine becomes more likely in the coming days. This could include false claims about safety, ingredients, or side effects of the vaccine. It added it will also remove conspiracy theories about the COVID-19 vaccine. Since it's early and facts about COVID-19 vaccines will continue to evolve, we will regularly update the claims we remove based on guidance from public health authorities. It is fascinating that the entire policy of the global government system now amounts to just shut up and take it. So, you know, I mean, that's no surprise to anyone either, but we're living in an era where Facebook and Twitter openly censor the President of the United States, and then, of course, mainstream media don't even cover any of these hearings that's been going on about the massive voter fraud. They all got their memo to claim that it's all baseless and to claim that it didn't even happen. I mean, we are in 1984. I mean, it's so Orwellian just to see what the reality is now. And 2021, I think we're going to see them try to mandate. Well, you know, Biden has said in his inaugural speech, he's going to mandate masks for 100 days nationwide, which would take us to like is inauguration January 20th? I think it's January 20th. Don't hold me to that. But anyway, it would be like late April. It'd be like the whole month of April. It'd be like February, March, and April. Everybody would be supposed to wear a mask, you know. I don't know. What kind of fines or imprisonment? I mean, in Maryland, if it's a year in prison for not wearing a mask, God only knows what these tyrants will be planning. Coming up on the top of the hour break, taking phone calls all next hour, 1-800-313-9443, or if you can, 512-248-8252. I'll give them out again after the top of the hour break. Back in moments.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. there. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.